This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Today we're joined by Colin Pierce, who is doing plumbing course with Train for Trade Skills in our practical training in Worcester. Colin, before we start, could you tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I work as a labourer at the moment. Basically, I want something to broaden me horizons and stuff. I want to look towards the future, and I want to be my own boss. And plumbing side of it, I was looking into it, and I thought, yeah, that's the road I want to go down.
And what inspired you into plumbing? Why did you decide to pursue that career?
Being a labourer, you get to pick up things and you watch people and you interact with them. And it was the plumbing side that I was interacting more than anything else. You could be your own boss. The money is good and much better than labouring. And so I just don't want to push a brush for the rest of my life.
Exactly, that's fantastic. Have you done a lot of DIY work? And are you finding some of the things you have done in the building industry before similar to what you're doing now?
I always enjoy DIY because it's always hands-on. I must admit, I'm not very good on a theory part of things. Reading and writing is not that brilliant, but hands-on and the way they teach you, you learn more. I can learn more from them than actually reading it from a book.
So you're a very practical person.
Yeah.
And are you finding this skill very useful here in ATL Centre?
Yeah, much useful. It's actually brilliant. Like I said, they sit down, they explain things from start to finish, and it's just absolutely brilliant.
How did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
I was actually looking on the internet of courses, and this one come along, and a gentleman come around to my house, told me about the course, told me what I could approve on, what I can achieve, and we took it from there. I signed up, and I was doing the course from home, as well as normal work as well. So I was doing it around my work, and now I'm in college for the first week.
Oh, so you're still working whilst you're studying?
Yeah.
Here.
Yes.
And how are you finding combining those two together?
Very good. You know, like I said, I could study in my own time. There's no rush. There's no pressure. You could just get on with the general life of the way you normally live. Because like I said, you can still go out and earn yourself a living and you'll still study on, you know, you don't have to study day in and day out. They give you like so many hours that they would like you to study. And there's, like I said, there's just no pressure. So, you know, you could just get on with things.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
And, okay, you fancied change of career. You decided to pursue, to become a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And you came to our centre here in Worcester. How are you finding the practical training?
Like I said, brilliant. I must admit, I was a bit nervous at first. Because obviously, you know, I'm not the brightest student, I would say. I said, how do they teach you? I got no problem whatsoever. I'm taking things in and I'm learning a lot more. I learn a lot more in the practical side of it. And I just enjoy it. I know, like, being as a labourer, the tradesman, they'll teach you things. How they teach you and how the college teach you is different. You do pick up a lot of bad habits when you're on site, unfortunately. Basically, being a college, they teach you, they put you in the right direction, and, you know, hopefully, you become a full qualified plumber.
Well, that sounds like a very, very good plan, Colin.
Right.
What things have you been doing in centre so far?
A lot of soldering at the moment. And compression testing as well. Now today we're all doing different fittings, compression joints, push-on fittings, and solder fittings. We'll be testing that later on.
That sounds quite useful.
Yeah.
And Colin, what is the big game for you after you finish and qualify?
I want to become my own boss.
So you want to become self-employed?
Self-employed, yes. Self-employed, my own boss. I go out and get my own work. And I don't have to be told to pick up a brush and sweep. I'll do it myself if I need to.
Well, Colin, whatever you do, we wish you best of luck when you become a qualified and when you have your own business. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.